Well, thanks for joining us after that, Tom. What's your views?
We didn't turn up. Simple as that. We were second to the ball. We just weren't at the races today. Everyone's disappointed. But we've got stuff to learn from. We've got to pull ourselves out of it again and go again Saturday.
It's one of these grounds that's always been. It's just one of them venues I find gains opportunity. Well, going into this game, you did make a couple of changes. Did that have any impact at all?
No, I just generally think it's a bad day at the office. We just weren't at the races. The changes that we've made, we've had to make. Stevie Irwin was not available. Obviously, Gilchrist was not available. So yeah, it's changes that we've had to make. It's a difficult one. We're not going to win every single game. We've done well over the last few weeks, and it's just one of them things. We've not turned up, and we've got a lot to work on going into the December run.
Obviously, as caretaker manager at this moment in time, you're watching the game whilst leading the line, so to speak.
Yeah.
Was that one of the reasons why you brought yourself off so early in the second half to try and change things around, or? Just as you feel yourself, you weren't on your game as well, and is that a substitution that you would have made if you'd been watching you play, so to speak, or was it more tactical than anything?
A bit of both, really. I think 1-11, I don't think we was at the races. I wasn't having the best game I've ever had, and I think we needed to change the shape, so that's what we did, and I was the one who had to be sacrificed for that. I actually thought the three lads that came on brought a bit of life to us. Tommy Walker driving with the ball was great to see. Tyrell's done very well again, and Linney will get balls in the box and he'll cause problems. So I think them three that came on were better than what we had on the pitch. So it just wasn't to be. I think Zach hit the post late on when it looked like we could have nicked a point, but obviously not to be today.
I mean, in the first 35 minutes, we could have quite easily been maybe 3 or 4 down. There was some poor finishing from Gainsborough, but you can learn from this. Take it, and the players today, you know, and tonight, very disappointed with the results. And going forward, training ground, a lot of work to do this week.
Yeah, obviously the highs of the last few weeks. Everyone's got higher expectations now. I don't think we went into the game expecting to get 3 points. We knew that we had to. That it was going to be a battle again. At the end of the day, we're down there, and so Gainsborough, so it was always going to be an ugly type of game. I thought they played better than us. I think they're the better side on the day. I don't think they are a better team than us. I think we've got. I wouldn't change any of our lads for any of their lads. I just think they played better on the day, and fair play to them. Credit to them. They've got the goal and they made it hard for us.
Now, game's coming thinking fast, as we know. We've got the game against Marine next week. But just as a side issue, obviously Gilchrist has been very much an integral part alongside you. You've waxed lyrical about his qualities. To lose him obviously is very difficult. It's the right decision probably for him, he thinks. I know equally for the club at this moment in time. But how would you go about maybe trying to replace him at this early stage of your early managerial career with FC United?
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult one because Gilly's what you see is what you get. He might disappear for 85 minutes of the game, but he'll pop up with a goal or two. When you need him, it's one of them things. That's where we're struggling a little bit at the minute. We can't compete with the finances of other clubs. It's a deal that's worth a lot of money to the club,
yeah,
and it's
yeah.
a deal that's worth a lot of money to Jason as well. And you can't stand in his way like that. He only works part-time, so it's what it is. We will be looking to bring somebody else in. I don't think we've got enough firepower up there. Myself and Connor need somebody else, even if it's just giving us a little kick up the bottom, so to speak. Linney can play up top as well. But yeah, we definitely need somebody up there, but somebody proven at this level who's gonna go and get a few goals.
You mentioned the game's coming thick and fast now. Obviously, Logan. I think if there was any player on the pitch today who put in a good shift, it was Logan. But I think he picked up a dead leg coming off there, or a little knock. How's the injury list looking like going into this game against Marine? And what's your, because obviously we're playing a team in the division below, but
yeah.
Can't take that for granted because Marine are a very good side.
Joel will tell you himself, he was disappointed to be brought off. He probably thinks he could have shaken off his little knock that he got, but it looked like he was struggling a little bit, and I thought Craig come on and did okay as well. We'll just approach the game against Marine as we've approached every other game. We'll go into it with an attacking mind, wanting to win the game. But again, it's not going to be an easy game. You don't get easy games against FC United. It's everybody's cup final, and we'll be preparing right this week.
On a personal note, the club more than likely will make an announcement at some stage this week, perhaps about new managers, perhaps which you're up for yourself. You're just taking every game day by day, week by week at this moment in time.
Yeah.
If there is, let's say, an announcement this week, and let's say it's not yourself, do you just approach a game? Are you looking at a view to actually being in the dugout next Saturday? Is that something that you've already been told about? You're still in regards of a new person comes in, so you can have the continuity until the following week, let's say? Or what's the situation in that regard from a personal perspective?
Myself, Tom and Jack have made it quite clear that we want to take the job. We think that we've got the backing of the fans, and we definitely think we've got the backing of the players. But if it's not me, then that's fair enough. I'm not going to want to leave the club or anything like that. I will be having a meeting with the lads and making sure that they're backing the new manager, whoever comes in, as much as they have backed me. This is where I want to be, whether it's managing, whether it's playing, or whether it's watching on the terraces. This is the club I want to be at, so we'll see what happens this week.